who've we been seeing move in lately?
Well, the ones that move in and out, Ray, are the ones that work in the kitchen. I have a state-certified kitchen. We have 12 clients that have a product they want to bake or make, whether it's a hot sauce, a barbecue sauce, donuts, cookies, soup, sauces. They work whatever hours they need to keep their hobby business going. Right now we have 14 of those, and two or three new ones started in the last 2 months. Jean Bean Soup Company. She makes wonderful soups that you can get at grocery stores. Lucci's spaghetti sauce. Grandma the Italian brought this from the old country, I think. And it's a really neat idea that it's in the freezer section of the stores, you know, where it isn't a jarred product, it's a frozen one. So those are the most interesting kitchen products that we've had lately. When it comes to businesses, we're known as an incubator, the old terminology. And businesses that start up, come in, we can help them out and allow them to stay for up to 5 years. And then we don't kick them out, they graduate. We help them find a location in the area that works out best for them, where their clients can get to them. And it's like graduating your kids from college. We send them off with a smile. Always here to help them, though.
And that may not be one thing that people think about, is that you've got that kitchen and all of these people trying to get their recipes and their food businesses off the ground. How did that come about?
Well, it's an interesting concept that we had seen in Algoma, Wisconsin, just short of Door County up there, where they actually have a kitchen similar to, a little bigger than ours, but they have 72 hobby businesses that make products locally and sell them up in Door County. We thought that that would be something that the area could use. With the people showing up at the farmers markets and the things selling their products, this is a way they can inexpensively go into legitimate business and make their product safely and sell it, and the consumer doesn't have to worry about it.
Right, and that is one of the big expenses, and when you're looking at these kind of businesses, is just having the facility to work on it is a massive expense, because you've got tools, you've got location, you've got all of those things that they need to have.
Oh, and that's very true. This is the only way for people to get a chance to get started. If they make their product, they cannot cook it at home because they don't have a certified kitchen, which means they can't sell it to the public. But if they come into our location, we have the huge commercial ovens, the commercial dishwashers, stoves, mixers, fryers. We have a 20-gallon water-jacketed soup kettle. So they can make large quantities of their product and simply only pay a small rental fee after I certify them in the kitchen.
And that is one of the things, is that we've been seeing, especially the one that has been getting a lot of press lately, is the BS sauce, which got its start there at the kitchen.
Right. Kim Lemke started his, he brought his idea here. Everyone liked his sauce as he made it at home and gave it away. Well, to get into business, he needed to be able to produce it in large quantities, which reduces his costs. So he can come in here, schedule 4 to 6 to 8 hours on a weekend, and literally produce hundreds, if not thousands, of jars of his sauce. He has 5 different versions now, and he sells it in most or all of the local grocery stores. He could never make it in large enough quantities to make it cost-effective, especially if he had to buy all the equipment to do it.
If people are listening to this and they've got one of these hobby businesses they want to get off the ground, how do they get in contact with you and get in contact with the city?
Well, and a thing that I want to make really clear, Raymond, is we are not part of the city. We're a nonprofit organization. We have a regular board of directors, and we have a website. It's www.growingyourbusinesswausau.com. And all the information to get a hold of me is on there, or you can also go to our old website, and it's linked. It's www.wausauincubator.com. Anyone that has an idea or a product that they want to research on how to make it, how to get in business, how to sell it legally, I would encourage them to give us a call or check us out on the website. Our number here is 715-848-2016. Well, I always say, come on in, we'll talk about it. And advice is always free here, and you can use it or leave it behind, and I'll give it to somebody else.
Anything I've missed, Romy?
No, one of our, from our kitchen, though, we've had two great businesses grow out of our kitchen. One is Sweet Lola's Cupcakery of downtown Wausau, got her start in our building. And also recently graduated out is Hannah Stieg at Sugar and Spice for Mini Cheesecakes. They both moved on to getting commercial kitchens of their own, and Sweet Lola's has a wonderful storefront right outside the mall food court.